on behalf of myself, everyone here with me today, and the numerous other folks that it takes to make our show Ted Lasso, it is sincerely an honor to visit the White House and to have the opportunity to speak to the President and to the First Lady about the importance of mental health. So no matter who you are, no matter where you live, no matter who you voted for, we all probably, I assume, we all know someone who has, or have been that someone ourselves, actually, that's struggled, that's felt isolated, that's felt anxious, that has felt alone, right? And it's actually one of the many things that believe it or not, that we all have in common as human beings, right? And so that means that it's something that we can all, you know, and should talk about with one another when we're feeling that way, or when we recognize that in someone feeling that way. So please, you know, we encourage everyone, and this is a big theme of the show, is like to check in with your neighbor, your coworker, your friends, your family, and ask how they're doing, and listen sincerely. You know, I mean, you all ask questions for a living, but you also listen for a living. So, you know, who am I preaching to? The choir, that is. Okay.
That was actor and comedian Jason Sudeikis, March 20th, opening the White House press briefing, joined by the cast of the hit Apple TV Plus series Ted Lasso, discussing mental health and overall well-being. Jason Sudeikis was the latest in a string of celebrities during the Biden administration who have addressed the White House press corps on matters of policy or to promote causes, all in the press briefing room. You've seen celebrities many times appear in Congress promoting issues and causes in hearings, but in the White House briefing room? In this episode of C-SPAN's The Weekly, we hear what celebrities during the Biden administration tell the White House press corps. Jason Sudeikis wasn't the first celebrity in the White House press briefing room talking policy or issues or causes since Joe Biden became president, but he was the first in 2023. Several celebrities preceded him at the briefing room podium in prior years, like on June 7, 2022. Actor and gun policy advocate Matthew McConaughey opened the White House press briefing to pay tribute to victims of the mass shooting at Robb Elementary School in Uvalde, Texas. Matthew McConaughey was born in Uvalde.
Responsible gun owners are fed up with the Second Amendment being abused and hijacked by some deranged individuals. These regulations are not a step back. They're a step forward for a civil society and the Second Amendment. Look, is this a cure-all? Hell no. But people are hurting. Families are, parents are. And look, as divided as our country is, this gun responsibility issue is one that we agree on more than we don't. It really is. Look, this should be a nonpartisan issue. This should not be a partisan issue. There is not a Democratic or Republican value in one single act of these shooters. It's not. But people in power have failed to act. So we're asking you, and I'm asking you, will you please ask yourselves, can both sides rise above? Can both sides see beyond the political problem at hand and admit that we have a life preservation problem on our hands? Because we got a chance right now to reach for and to grasp a higher ground above our political affiliations. A chance to make a choice that does more than protect your party. A chance to make a choice that protects our country now and for the next generation.
A week before Matthew McConaughey, at the beginning of the May 31st, 2022 press briefing, it was Korean boy band BTS. They talked about anti-Asian hate crime. The members of BTS spoke first in Korean. Here's their interpreter.
Jin said today is the last day of the AANHPI Heritage Month. We joined the White House to stand with the AANHPI community and to celebrate. Jimmy said, we were devastated by the recent surge of hate crimes, including Asian American hate crimes. To put a stop on this and support the cause, we'd like to take this opportunity to voice ourselves once again. Jo said, we are here today thanks to our army, our fans worldwide, who have different nationalities and cultures and use different languages. We are truly and always grateful. Jungkook said, we still feel surprised that music created by South Korean artists reaches so many people around the world, transcending languages and cultural barriers. We believe music is always an amazing and wonderful unifier of all things. Suga said, it's not wrong to be different. I think equality begins when we open up and embrace all of our differences. V said everyone has their own history. We hope today is one step forward to respecting and understanding each and every one as a valuable person.
The first celebrity in the White House press briefing room during the Biden administration was singer Olivia Rodrigo. July 14, 2021, Olivia Rodrigo encouraged young people to get vaccinated against COVID.
Hi. First, I want to say I am beyond honored and humbled to be here today to help spread the message about the importance of youth vaccination. I'm in awe of the work President Biden and Dr. Fauci have done and was happy to help lend my support to this important initiative. It's important to have conversations with friends and family members, encouraging all communities to get vaccinated and actually get to a vaccination site, which you can do more easily than ever before, given how many sites we have and how easy it is to find them at vaccines.gov.
We've heard from celebrities visiting the White House during the Biden administration. How about the Trump administration? Did celebrities visit the White House to promote policy and issues when Donald Trump was president? Well, some did. And they talked to the public as well, but not just in the White House press briefing room, but alongside the president himself, like reality TV personality Kim Kardashian West. On June 13, 2019, she talked about criminal justice reform during an event in the White House East Room.
This afternoon, we also have an exciting announcement to ensure former inmates can overcome some of the greatest barriers to employment, including limited access to transportation, which is needed for interviews and for jobs. To make this announcement, I'd like to invite up a very special guest and a powerful advocate for not only justice reform, but just a good person. And I hear she's starting to study law. She's also one of the most successful people in the entertainment business. Soon she'll be one of the most successful lawyers. I hate to tell all my lawyers back there. But I knew her father, and I tell you, she's got good genes, that I can tell you. Good genes for everything. And she's been a real friend, and her husband has been a real friend of mine, Kim Kardashian West.
It really is such an honor to be here today, so thank you. My whole journey with criminal justice reform started about a year ago when I came to see the president after speaking to Ivanka and Jared, who really fought for me to get here, and I pled the case of Alice Johnson, who the president granted clemency to. And after that, I really spent so much time going to different prisons because I really had no connection to anybody on the inside and really just felt like, for me, I am at the place in my life that I wanted to make a difference and just wanted to do the right thing.
Here's another celebrity President Trump joined in front of cameras, Kim Kardashian's then-husband, Kanye West. October 11, 2018, in the Oval Office, you might even remember this one. Kanye West sat next to football legend Jim Brown and a lawyer for Gangster Disciples founder Larry Hoover. Like with Kim Kardashian's White House visit, the topic was also criminal justice reform. At least, that's how it started.
Really, the reason why they imprisoned him, it's because he started doing positive for the community. He started showing that he actually had power, that he wasn't just one of a monolithic voice, but he could wrap people around. So there's theories that there's infinite amounts of universe and there's alternate universe. So it's very important for me to get Hoover out because in an alternate universe, I am him. And I have to go and get him free because he was doing positive inside of Chicago, just like how I'm moving back to Chicago. And it's not just about, you know, getting on stage and being an entertainer and having a monolithic voice that's forced to be a specific party.
And in a twist of White House celebrity history, the same day Kanye West was at the Trump White House, October 11th, 2018, other celebrities were there too. Musicians Sam Moore of Sam and Dave, country singer John Rich, Mike Love of the Beach Boys, and Jeff Skunk Baxter of the Doobie Brothers. It was an event for different policy. They joined President Trump for a ceremony during which he signed the Music Modernization Act, which updated music copyright law for the digital era. The event was attended by senators from both parties. Here's one of the celebrities who spoke alongside President Trump, Kid Rock.
A big part of this bill that I'm a huge fan of is for the unsung songwriters out there. There's so many who have written the songs that no one will ever see at any level, and everybody knows this business of music is a pretty dirty business. There's a lot more that needs to be done here. We need to go after the record companies next for things like free goods and things like that. But this is a great start to protect songwriters, producers, engineers, the unsung heroes behind many of these songs that go out there. People like myself, who are maybe more at the top of the food chain, it really doesn't affect as much. But I know many people it does affect. So this is going to help out in a big, big way and be a great start for hopefully a lot more to follow in the future. So thank you again.
Thank you, kid.
And now our bonus clip. By now you might be wondering, has a fictional White House press secretary ever spoken to the real White House press corps from the real White House press briefing room podium? In fact, yes. During Barack Obama's administration, April 29, 2016, here's the actress who played Press Secretary C.J. Craig on The West Wing.
In all seriousness, my name is Allison Janney, and I am here today to draw attention to the opioid epidemic and to celebrate those who are working to help others combat substance use disorder. And I'm actually on a show now called Mom, and which deals with people in recovery. And I'm here with my co-creator and executive producer, Chuck Lorre, who is, this issue is very important to both of us. He's in the back there. Today, here at the White House, 10 individuals from across the country will be honored as White House Champions of Change. They've been selected from over 900 nominations for their leadership in preventing prescription drug abuse and heroin use, and for increasing access to treatment and to support their fellow Americans in recovery, for supporting their fellow Americans in recovery. This is a disease that can touch anybody, and all of us can help reduce drug abuse through evidence-based treatment, prevention, and recovery. Research shows it works.
Now a reminder, you and other celebrities can do your own searches in the C-SPAN Video Library. Just go to cspan.org and use a search bar on top. Find other celebrities at the White House. For instance, here's a challenge. See if you can find this video from December 1991.
Coming up next on C-SPAN 2, we will take you to the White House driveway for some brief remarks by comedian Jay Leno. Mr. Leno met with President George Bush this morning and stopped to talk with reporters after his visit.
And get this, you can even find politicians quoting the character Jason Sudeikis plays, Ted Lasso, like former Congressman Denver Riggleman making his farewell speech in the House of Representatives, December 10th, 2020.
There's an incredible dart game scene in the show Ted Lasso, where Ted is vastly underestimated in a darts competition and ends up besting an arrogant opponent, a former owner of the soccer team that Ted coaches. Please watch that scene. In that scene, Ted quotes Walt Whitman, "Be curious, not judgmental. Let's not throw hyperbolic darts at each other. Let's rely on facts and compassion. Let's listen together and move this country forward together."
Or like former Massachusetts Republican Governor Charlie Baker, delivering the January 26, 2021 State of the Commonwealth address and quoting from the same Ted Lasso scene.
"Well, the show that sticks with me is Ted Lasso. It's positive, charming, heartfelt, and subtle. Big high fives to Saturday Night Live's Jason Sudeikis. I won't bore you with the details, but there was a moment in that show when Ted turns down the volume in a tense encounter and quotes a Walt Whitman phrase he saw on a banner at his son's high school. All it said was, be curious, not judgmental."
That's it for this episode of C-SPAN's The Weekly. Thanks for listening, and happy searching.